Hello and welcome to episode number 26 of Fitness Unraveled, the show that motivates, educates and unravels the confusing online health and fitness space. I'm Jess Lockwood, a certified personal trainer and nutrition coach within the online space, hoping to be that fire behind you to encourage you in making a better decision or just a smile knowing that you've got whatever life throws at you today. You've heard it all before and the advice you hear online can be really confusing. Don't be too restrictive, that's not good for your mental health and you can become obsessive. But also, don't just do and eat whatever you want because you'll gain fat. Don't drink alcohol, that's going to make you gain weight. But also, a little in moderation doesn't hurt. Enjoy eating more relaxed over the weekends. But also, be careful not to go too all or nothing. Go dairy free, that's going to help you with fat loss. But also, oat milk is bad for you, choose whole milk instead. Incorporate cardio into your routine. That's gonna help you lose fat quicker. But also, not too much because you're going to get hungry and eat more. It's a struggle you probably face trying to maintain a social life whilst pursuing your fitness goals. It's a balancing act that makes you can feel like you're walking a tightrope and any small slip up has major consequences. You genuinely don't want to miss out on quality time with your friends and feel as though you shouldn't. But you find it impossible to strike that perfect balance. Let me be real with you, the perfect balance doesn't exist. But what I can do and what has helped many women I've worked with is to equip you with 10 tips that will help you find that sweet spot where health and happiness intersect. Okay, so I want you to imagine this scenario. It's Friday night and you're torn between joining your friends for dinner and drinks or sticking to your meal plan. Sound familiar? I've been there too, but here's the thing, you don't have to choose one or the other. With just a little strategic planning and mindset shifts, you can actually, for the most part, enjoy the best of both worlds without sacrificing your progress. So how do you navigate these social situations without feeling like you're heading 10 steps back? Let's dive in to some practical strategies. Number one. First up, let's start by setting some boundaries. It's essential to establish clear guidelines for yourself when it comes to socializing. Think of these as guidance towards your goals while still giving you balance. For example, consider limiting yourself to 2 social events per week that involve food and drinks. By doing this, you're not depriving yourself from hanging out with your mates and you've created a framework that supports your journey by keeping your goals in check without feeling overly restrictive. Okay, 2. Now let's talk about calorie banking. This is a clever strategy that means you can indulge more on certain days without derailing your progress. Here's how it works. During the week, you aim to create a little more of a calorie deficit Monday to Friday, saving a few extra calories for special occasions. And with this, you can dip into the surplus, giving yourself permission to enjoy the occasion while staying on track guilt-free. And okay, let's put this in perspective. Let's say it's Monday morning, you've got a lunch date with your bestie scheduled for Friday. Instead of stressing about indulging, why not just plan ahead? You save more calories during the week to have extra to play with for this lunch or over the weekend. Whether it is that lunch with bestie, a tasty dessert or a fancy cocktail, you can indulge knowing you've already planned for it in advance. 3. When it comes to dining out, making smarter choices can make all the difference. You can make your choices mindful without feeling as though you're missing out. It's all about balance and awareness. So when you're looking at a menu, look for options that get that perfect blend of flavor and nutrition. For example, let's say you're craving pasta. Instead of opting for the creamy Alfredo, go for one lighter like a marinara sauce with veggies. Pair it with a lean protein sauce like grilled chicken or fish, and there you've got a satisfying meal that won't weigh you down. Not only are you saving on calories, but you're also getting a boost of fiber and nutrients. It's a win-win. 4. Hydration is key, especially when you're out and about socializing. It plays a crucial role in managing hunger and cravings, yet it's often overlooked. Did you know that even mild dehydration can trick your brain into thinking you're hungry when you're actually thirsty? So keep a water bottle handy and sip on it throughout the day. Not only is it going to make your cravings kept at bay, but it's also going to help you keep feeling refreshed and energized, even more so during social gatherings where you might be drinking alcohol. 5. Now let's talk about intermittent fasting. While it has gained a lot of popularity in recent years as a tool for weight loss and improved health, it's not going to be suitable for everyone. If you find yourself feeling incredibly hungry or irritable while fasting and you can't get over that, it may not be the best option for you, especially if you've had past difficulties with your relationship with food, as it can help trigger unhelpful behaviors and patterns. Saying this, some people do just gel with it and they do get good results with this approach. The key is just to listen to your body and prioritize your overall well-being above everything else. And remember that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to health and fitness. 6. When it comes to socializing, think outside the box. Who says you have to meet up for dinner or drinks every time? Instead, why not suggest alternative activities that align with your fitness goals? So I was getting a bit creative. Instead of meeting up for happy hour with your mates, why not suggest a group hike, yoga class, Kobox or Barry's, depending on where you live? As well as this, you could invite them over for dinner where you could have control over the menu, cook a healthy but yummy meal that you can all enjoy together. Not only are you going to get to spend time with your friends, but you're going to be supporting each other's health and well-being in the process. Plus, you can have loads to talk about over post-workout smoothies. I swear those are the best catch-ups ever. 7. Communication is key when it comes to maintaining a healthy balance between your social life and your fitness journey, especially when it comes to your friends and family. Let them know about your fitness goals and how they can support you on your journey. If they're your true friends, and obviously your family are going to help support you, then it's going to make that journey so much easier. Whether it's suggesting healthier restaurant options or planning active days out, having a support system can make all the difference. As I said, your true friends are going to respect your choices and look to support you where they can. 8. Let's talk about liquid calories. We all love a good cocktail or a fancy coffee drink, but these calories can add up quickly, especially when you're including alcohol in the equation too. Instead of these sugary drinks, opt for lighter options like a vodka soda instead of an espresso martini. When it comes to coffees, skip the syrupy lattes and stick to simpler, healthier alternatives like black coffee with a splash of milk. Even with the coffee thing, if you save these for the weekend and not have one every day, you're going to see a big difference. Not only are you going to save calories by making all these swaps, you'll also avoid that post-sugar crash that takes away your energy. 9. Planning ahead is literally going to be your secret weapon for success. If you know you have a social event later in the day, start your morning with a satisfying breakfast and a solid workout. This means you're not going to have to think about it later. And by having prioritized your fitness goals early in the day, you set yourself up for success and minimize the risk of indulgence later on. 10. And finally, don't forget to pre-game your outings with a nutritious snack to keep your hunger at bay. If you're going out for a meal, make sure to look ahead at the menu ahead of time and choose before you go. Never arrive starving. Choose something high in protein and fiber, like Greek yogurt with berries or a handful of nuts, just to tide you over until the next meal. And there you have it, 10 practical strategies to help you strike a balance between your social life and your fitness goals. By making mindful choices and staying true to your values, you can enjoy all that life has to offer without sacrificing your health and well-being, as well as reaching your goals. Thank you so much for listening. If you took anything from this episode and want to explore personalized coaching options, head to the link in the show notes. I'd love to support you on your journey to a healthier and happier you. Don't forget to subscribe, as you can never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed today's, please rate the podcast so I can reach more people. Your feedback helps more than you could know. Until next time, keep going for progress and remember, you've got this. See you next time.